Now, just yesterday, the Rail, Tram and Bus Union announced that New South Wales train workers intend to strike for 24 hours, starting from 12:01 a.m. on the 29th of this month. Now, it is in response to negotiations falling apart between workers and rail management over pay and working conditions. And, of course, it comes in the wake of widespread timetable chaos in Sydney and reports of significant overtime demands on workers. Alex Clarsons is the New South Wales Secretary of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union. Alex, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, Transport Minister Andrew Constance, he's been in the media downplaying the union complaints, even referred to the strike as bizarre. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, we're disappointed, but we shouldn't be surprised. Our minister just hasn't been in touch with his portfolio for quite some time now. I mean, look, you know, any other minister would have known about all this stuff that's been coming for ages. I mean, you know, we've been going to the Industrial Relations Commission. We've been overseen by a commissioner. We agreed to all these actions. We agreed to the timing. We agreed to how much notice we were going to give to people. There's no shock to any of that. And I've been very honest and open with everybody from day one. I've been saying that we've had two issues. One is the day-to-day running on the network and the appalling timetable that he forced on us in November. Mm. And then in addition to that, we've been in negotiations for well over 6 months about a range of conditions. And yes, there is a log of claims and yes, it's got a 6% claim in it. But we've always understood, anybody that knows negotiation with workers, you put a claim on the table, they put a claim on the table and you work through the items. When you understand what the final package is, you then get to the point of talking money. Now, the difficulty we've had is we've been sitting there negotiating with some good folks from management, and I don't blame them at all, but the reality is they kept saying to us, we can't talk about money because it's part of a government wages package, you need to talk to government. And then we go, okay, fair enough. We'll do all the other stuff and we'll get to it. Now, we've been negotiating all those issues. We've been trying to get some conditions around the number of roster changes they can make, about protecting us for our days off. We're also trying to get some protections because we know that we've got a minister that loves to privatise, right?
Mm.
He's going to make a few announcements in the next week or two about privatising Region 6 of our buses. Now, we've all seen how well the privatisation of the buses went in Newcastle. Like, I mean, it's been an absolute disaster. I mean, he said that the private sector are going to be able to do it better, but, you know, the reality is everybody knows that when you're operating a bus through the traffic, there is no way that you can navigate a car through there, let alone a bus. So my hat off to all those people that are doing that work. I mean, they're champions in my book. And no amount of privatisation is going to make that any better. But he sold it to people. He's convinced people that privatisation of Region 6 is a good thing. Now, we're worried. That we think the next thing he's going to do is privatise the railway. We already know that he's been talking to the Metro people. He's on the public record as saying the best thing about Metro is there's no drivers and no guards and no station staff, and he won't have to deal with the RTBU. So is it any wonder that my members get frustrated when we have a timetable that can't stand up, and as soon as there's an incident, like on the 12th of December, we had a fatality at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we were still cancelling trains that night. In all my years of experience, and I've been driving trains in our network since 1978, I have never, ever seen us lose a morning and afternoon peak for years and years and years and years, right? Like, and we've seen many CEOs and politicians come and go in that period, but at least all of those were prepared to listen to advice. They didn't always take it, but they were always prepared to listen, and they nearly always respected the workforce. The problem we've got with this minister is he doesn't respect the workforce and he won't listen to anybody. In fact, we saw what happened when a CEO of the Sydney Buses tried to talk back. He lost his job. So, you know, we are in this situation of his making. He is the minister in charge of our network. And I am really sorry for the people in New South Wales that the people in Bega elected this guy and he's ended up running our transport system. I'm really sorry about that. But we are where we are, and we are not going to stand here and have him continue to disrespect the workforce. We have done everything humanly possible to continue running this timetable. We proved that we could do it on Monday, by the way. Everybody was saying Hornsby recommissioning is going to make everything fall over. We proved how we can actually do it. Hornsby went off with relatively without a hitch. We can do it. Just get out of the way and let us do our job and actually protect us by giving us decent working conditions and do the respectful thing. and actually come to the table and have a negotiation with everybody at the table, not send me a text message at 4:30 yesterday afternoon for the first time ever and say, my door is open. And then when I respond to him and say, well, you've got to talk to all the other unions and all the other railway workers, it's not just about me, he then gives those text messages to Andrew Clennell from The Australian. Now, how does that help a negotiation process? We have got a guy here that's just totally out of touch with reality, and he's bullying people into submission, and we're just not going to tolerate that. We will do everything we can to maintain a safe, efficient rail network, but we're not going to do it under threat.
Alex, I know it's a very busy morning for you. I know you have to go. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Anytime, Nick. Happy
Thank
to
you.
Talk to you.
Alex Clarson's there. He is the New South Wales Secretary of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union. Not painting a very rosy picture in terms of being able to get past this dispute with Transport Minister Andrew Constance, sadly.